there were people who wanted to strangle you, or at least put your head in a sack. I bet if anybody else knew what the hell we were doing and where we were going, you'd be on that travoy with General Sendaway. But I'm such a sweet, delicate flower. I couldn't possibly snore. I had been accused of the crime before, but only jokingly, never with such passion. River snorted.
Swan decided not to marry you.
I'm stricken. I'll see if One Eye doesn't have a cure.
A cure? The man can't even take care of himself.
I scrounged up something to eat. It was barely worth the effort, and definitely not filling. We would be on short rations for a long time. Before I finished what morning preparations were possible for me, the forward elements were already moving. The general mood was more relaxed. We had survived the night, and yesterday, we had shoved it to the protector real good. The relaxation ended when we found Bucket's remains. Big Bucket, real name, Cato Dahlia, once a thief, once an officer of the Black Company, was almost a father to me. He never said, and I never asked, but I suspect he knew I was female all along. He was very unpleasant to some of my male relatives way back when. You did not want to be the object when Bucket got angry. I managed not to break down. I had had a long time to get used to the idea that he was gone. Though there was always some small irrational hope that Mergen was wrong, that death had overlooked him, and he was buried with the captured. The men put Bucket on the travoy with Sindoe, without having to be told. I tagged along and became entranced by one of those unaccountably irrelevant trains of thought that often take shape at such times. We had left a truly nasty mess where we had spent the night, particularly in the line of animal waste. Likely the captured had done the same during their passage along this same road. However, other than the odd corpse, there was no sign that they had passed through. There were no dung piles now, no gnawed discarded bones, no vegetable waste, no ashes from charcoal braziers, nothing. Only human bodies lasted, and they became thoroughly desiccated. I would have to take it up with Mergen. Meantime, it was a mental exercise that would keep me from dwelling upon Bucket. We trudged on southward. The rain came and went, never more than a drizzle, though sometimes the wind brought it stinging in from a sharp angle. I shivered a lot, and worried about it getting cold enough to sleet or snow. No other evil found us. Eventually I spied the vague silhouette of our initial destination, that mysterious central fortress. The wind began to blow steadily. Some of the men complained about the cold. Some complained about the wet. Quite a few complained about the menu. And a handful insisted on complaining about all the complaining. I sensed few positive feelings concerning what we were doing. I felt very much alone, almost abandoned. The whole day long, despite well-meant efforts from Swan, Sara, and quite a few others. Only Uncle Doge did not bother, because even at this late date he remained piqued, because I would not enlist as his apprentice. He continued his emotional machinations. Several times I caught myself retreating into my away place, and had to remind me that I did not need to